If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Kevin Bickner grew up in northwest suburban Wakanda, Illinois. Not exactly the Swiss Alps or Rocky Mountains, but his introduction to the Norgi Ski Club in nearby Fox River Grove and the club's 70-meter ski jump nestled along the Fox River charted his course to Korea. He's been
ski jumping for 12 years. I started when I was 9.
But like so many Olympians, the draw to the sport came much earlier.
I was always kind of an adrenaline junkie my whole life, and I have been skiing since I was like 3. And my neighbors saw a poster for this competition, and they told my family about it because we were all really into skiing. That was cool, so we showed up. Seeing this huge thing like in the middle of Illinois where you would least expect it, I thought it was really cool. And so they had a tent that said learn to ski jump, and I went right over to it. My dad helped me sign up for it.
Kevin's family is also heavily involved in the sport. His father, Tom Bickner, is a member of the U.S. Nordic Sport Board of Directors. One of his two sisters is a member of the USA Women's Development Team. The 21-year-old DeVry University student has been bouncing around from Wakanda to training in Park City, Utah, even Slovenia. Kevin is one of three ski jumpers headed to Korea from the Norgi Ski Club. He joins fellow USA teammates Michael Glasder and Casey Larson. That's Kevin Bickner's quest for gold. Ryan Burrow, WGN News.